This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The Pentagon says it's now investigating a possible espionage conspiracy at its military base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Two members of the U.S. military have been detained, and one has already been charged with spying. As Owen Fay reports, the Pentagon thinks more may be involved.
Among other charges, Air Force senior airman Ahmad al-Halabi is being accused of emailing classified documents to Syria. That information ranged from layout of the prison cells to the names of the people conducting interrogations. What's unclear is whether those emails were intended for officials in the Syrian government or civilians. Al-Halabi is a U.S. citizen of Syrian descent, and authorities are now trying to find out if he has connections to radical Muslim groups. The Pentagon also now says at least two other people are being watched, and it hasn't ruled out a larger conspiracy of espionage and treason. Owen Fay, Washington.
The UN's nuclear watchdog warned Iran it faces serious consequences if it doesn't meet a deadline to prove its nuclear ambitions are peaceful. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, told National Public Radio today that Iran would likely be reported to the UN Security Council if it doesn't comply. The council has the power to impose sanctions on Iran. El-Baradei also said the crisis could be ratcheted up if Iran chooses to pull out of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. He pointed to the discovery of highly enriched uranium at a nuclear facility in Iran as one of the worrying signals coming from the country. Iran insists its nuclear reactors are for generating electricity and not for the creation of weapons. The IAEA deadline expires on October 31st.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A San Diego woman will probably pay a hefty fine for landing her helicopter curbside in a residential neighborhood Tuesday afternoon. Sergeant Byron Waney of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said in the Daily News that he had to answer this call personally to be sure he heard it right. When he arrived on Singer Place, he saw a two-seater Robinson R-22 Beta 2 helicopter sitting by the curb. After knocking on doors, he met with a woman in floral capri pants and a blue top. Surprised by all the fuss, the woman told the deputy she was used to flying in places like Montana with lots of open space. Deputy Waney informed her it was dangerous and illegal to land on a residential street. The woman was allowed to fly out of the neighborhood under the watchful eye of a sheriff's helicopter. The FAA will investigate, and a citation is pending.
Does Burger King have a new fire-grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on a fresh-baked baguette, all with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says there isn't much more to negotiate if state employees reject his administration's contract offers.
You know, we're not going to negotiate it through the media, but I don't think there's much we can go back with. I mean, we've given them our best shot, and if they choose to strike, we are prepared for that as best we can be.
Members of the state's two largest employee unions, AFSCME and MAPE, are voting this week after their leaders recommended rejecting the contract offer. Vote results will be announced Monday if the rank and file give thumbs down. It's back to the bargaining table. Stocks suffered big losses across the board after OPEC agreed to a surprise cut in oil output. The Dow Jones Industrials Average dropped a whopping 150 points to close at 94.25. The tech-heavy NASDAQ slid 58 points to end at 18.44. The S&P 500 was down 20 to 10.09. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car coughing, sputtering, riding rough? Think your service center has one magic machine that checks everything? Oh, no. One size doesn't fit all. When I come back, I'll give you the scope. The scoop.
Okay, so you want one good reason to get LoJack installed in your car. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you that. But I can give you three. LoJack has a 90% recovery success rate. LoJack has helped recover over 100,000 vehicles worldwide. And LoJack is the only stolen vehicle recovery system used by the police. So if you still want just one good reason to get LoJack, that last one should do quite nicely. To find a dealer near you, visit LoJack.com. And keep it close.
Just like in a doctor's office, different diagnostic tools are used for different symptoms in service centers. A scope performs an EKG on your car's electrical system and checks engine functions as it runs, just like a patient on a treadmill. A scanner, on the other hand, talks with car's onboard computers and sensors, like getting a patient history. But if your car has new noises, hard steering, bumpy ride, or vibrating brakes, you don't need a machine test. You need a doctor, a qualified, experienced technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on what I affectionately call Resistance Radio. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Vittman announces for us, and you can participate lustily and heartily by either calling us at 1-800-TALK-YES or by going to sending me an email at MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net, which we will try to get on the air. Also, don't forget to go to the website, MikeMalloy.com. Oh, it's going to be one of those nights. Huh? Political trivia next hour. First two correct callers to our question will win an autographed copy of Tom Hartman's book, Unequal Protection. Tom Hartman, whom you can hear on this network every day, noon to 3. Ray sent this to me. Today in Seattle at a job fair, 10,000 people showed up to compete for 800 jobs. This is our buddy Ray in Concrete, Washington. 10,000 people showed up to compete for 800 jobs. A corporate dream come true. Yeah. Which is America. We're in deep doo-doo. We really are. I was thinking today, on the second day of autumn, walking this afternoon through the neighborhood, it occurred to me all the ugliness that is out there, the war, the killing, the destruction. When somebody challenges the Bush crime family just on the most essential element of this war, you have like Kennedy did the other day. You have Tom DeLay call it political hate speak. Is that what he said? It's really, really bad. I listen sometimes to my own program after, I go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and listen to a rebroadcast sometimes, and I'm shocked, I tell you, at how ugly I can sound. I don't know what's going on. It has infected us deeply and seriously. I get a lot of emails and, of course, phone calls from people that say, I feel it too. The emails range from, Mike, I feel frustrated, to Mike, I'm enraged. And, I keep thinking to myself, how did we get to this point? Oh, my God. And then the quick answer, of course, is George W. Bush. the theft of an election 3 years ago, the literal theft of an election, the ugliness from the Republicans who traveled like a horde of rats down to Florida to stop legitimate recalls, to stop legitimate retabulations, recounts of these votes, people trying to figure out what the hell happened. The Gestapo tactics of these people, the Republicans. There really is an ugliness in the air, isn't there? There's just an ugliness in the air. MoveOn.org. We're going to post this as an action alert on my website when the program's over tonight. But they are suggesting that Bush needs to hold Donald Rumsfeld accountable for what is going on in Iraq. And the only way to do that is to fire the bastard. See what I mean? I just said bastard. To fire him and to change course. So they're starting a petition. MoveOn says the U.S. occupation of Iraq has left American soldiers unprepared and vulnerable. The country degenerating to chaos, the Iraqi people embittered and hostile. Now the president is asking Congress for a staggering $87 billion blank check to fund more of the same. Until he takes strong steps to correct this failure, we don't think Congress should give him a cent. Bush needs to fire the team responsible, starting with Donald Rumsfeld, and transfer that authority, the Iraqi authority, to the United Nations. Now, in that light, they have a petition. Check it out. It's moveon.org/firerumsfeld. That's all very simple. moveon.org/firerumsfeld. 155 of our soldiers have died in Iraq since Bush declared mission accomplished, right? Over what's the death count overall now of our people? Of 305? What about Iraqis? It's just awful. It's just awful. Now, if you want an idea why Rumsfeld should be sacked, see, I think he should be fired and then face criminal charges, if possible. If not, then civil lawsuits. He appeared before the Senate Appropriations Committee today to push for this $87 billion. If he wants $87 billion, he ought to go to his titular boss, this moron in the White House, and say, George, just rescind the tax cut for the top 1% of wage earners in the country next year. Just the top 1%, you'll have your $87 billion. But no, you and I are supposed to pay for it. Trying to justify his $87 billion request for Iraq. Here's Rumsfeld. Remember, that's just for 1 year.
Of the $87 billion, $66 billion is to support ongoing military operations, money for military pay, fuel, transportation, maintenance, weapons, equipment, life-saving body armor, ammunition, and other military needs. The remaining $21 billion is to help Afghanistan and Iraq secure their nations for freedom so that they can get on a path to stability, self-government, and self-reliance.
It's incredible. Again, I mentioned this last night, the lack of understanding, or maybe there is an understanding, of the cynical irony of everything these people say, everything these Bush thugs say. But Rumsfeld, I think, is he's the master of the ironic statement, in your face, in your face. Listen as this war dog continues to collect 911 with Iraq. He ought to listen to what his too stupid to be president boss said last week. He came around and said it. But listen how they do it. This is how they do it. And this is why two-thirds of the American public thinks Saddam was involved.
The 9/11 attack very likely cost the American people hundreds of billions of dollars.
See?
Is $87 billion a great deal of money?
See?
Answer is yes. Can our country afford it? The answer is also yes.
Are you an asshole?
We believe it is necessary for the security of our country and the stability of the world.
Oops, my microphone was open. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I did it again. All right. I apologize to all the stations down the line. Well, Kathy, you know, Kathy freaks. She starts throwing things at this window between us. I'm sorry, okay? I hate this guy. What was I talking? Right at the beginning of the program, how ugly everything's gotten. But there he goes. See, the 9/11 attack. He's asking for $87 billion to continue the rape of Iraq. The 9/11 attack very likely cost him. You see how they do it? And then they can legitimately say, well, we never said Saddam Hussein. You know, where do you get that idea? Senator Fritz Hollings, Democrat of South Carolina, who is on that committee, Speaking to Rummy, on the ongoing 9/11 lie, plus how Rummy's real problem is not having enough troops and foreign support in Iraq. That's why our troops are getting killed.
Let's get away from trying to connect Al-Qaeda with Iraq or 9/11 with Iraq, because even President Bush says there's no connection. That's number one. Number two, let's get away from the so-called coalition, Macedonia, Moldova, Mongolia. Come on. President Bush, the father Bush that you serve with, Secretary of Defense and so forth, he got 144 nations. S-32 is not a corporal's guard. We're in trouble. That's your trouble.
Yeah, that's your trouble. Macedonia, Moldova, Mongolia. Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat of West Virginia, talking to Rummy. Why should Americans pay to reconstruct a nation we preemptively struck that did not attack us? See, Rummy and the rest of these thugs keep making the point that we rebuilt Germany and Japan. Europe through the Marshall Plan, all of Europe, but also Germany and Japan. Here, Senator Byrd answers that.
The war in Iraq was not a defensive war. It was a preemptive attack. We have alienated most of the international community in fighting this preemptive war. It will be a huge task to attempt to build a republic in Iraq. The American people from whom the power of our government originates have never been asked for their mandate for democratizing Iraq or for making an even greater generational commitment to democratizing the Middle East.
Yeah, and we've never been asked whether or not we want to adopt a policy of preemptive strikes against countries that literally have done nothing to us, but a bunch of psychopathic neocons in a crime organization like the Bush administration might see as a potential threat. Hell, they see potential threats everywhere. Democrats, Ted Kennedy's a potential threat to them. And finally, this little back and forth between Senator Byrd and this drunk Rumsfeld, a little Q&A.
Secretary Rumsfeld, where is the mandate from the American people to carry out the reconstruction of Iraq? Who has set the parameters for how extensive this nation-building effort should be? And when did the American people give their assent? Mr.
The American people were told by the President of the United States and at the UN and here in the United States the reasons for going in. Once having gone in, the last thing we need to do is to turn that country over to another dictator like Saddam Hussein. The least the least we can do is to attempt to put in place a process, a political process, where they can migrate towards something that will not be a threat to their neighbors, that will not repress their people, that will be representative and reflective of the people in that country.
You're such a liar. You're such a thug, Rumsfeld. To be reflective of the people in that country, it will become the Islamic Republic of Iraq, you moron. But you notice how slick and greasy and oily Rumsfeld is. The question from Senator Byrd, who set the parameters? When did the American people give their permission for this? And Rumsfeld answers, the American people were told by the President of the United States the reasons for going in. Is that getting a mandate? Because we sit here, the American sheeple, and are told by these neocon thugs that we are going to send our people to die and our people to go commit mass murder against another nation? Is that getting a mandate? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But then again, this is Rumsfeld.
Swam in your pools, lay under your palm trees. I looked in the eyes of the Indian who lay on the letter of it.
Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda.
The frontline boys popping their pills, sick of the mess they find on their desert stage and the bravery
of being out of range. Yeah, the question is best.
Welcome. Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Boy, I remember the good old days.
Yeah, when was that?
2003, of course, when interest rates were at historic lows and we knew the economy was turning around. What an historic opportunity. We really jumped on it. How'd you do?
Well,
We needed to expand our manufacturing and warehousing, so we called General Steel Corporation and ordered buildings engineered for our area and to meet our needs. And with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, our buildings look great.
How will you look back at this historic opportunity? Small business owners know that now is the best time to build that new warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space. Whether you need a 60 by 200 foot building for under $50,000 or a 100 by 175 for under $98,000, call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need to expand your business, you need the General. If your church or school needs to build quickly and save money, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is... what took so long, itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to
go on. Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Oh, really? Hey, listen, while you are listening to the program tonight, if you want to have some fun, can you parallel process? Can you multitask? Turn on CNN because they're having the president, or please, the recall, governor's debate. They have Peter Camejo from the Green Party and Schwarzenegger and the other Republican and Bustamante and Arianna Huffington, who's running as an independent. And it's really fun. During the breaks, I'm potting it up and listening to it. So you can do it. Yeah, go ahead. You probably already are, right? That's why normally in the first 10 minutes of this program, we usually get like Every single line lights up, but tonight we've only had a couple of calls. Mostly people just want to chat with Kathy. So you all must be already watching it. That's cool. Now, there's two stories out of Texas here. It came back to back. Anna sent them to me. I noticed one the other day, but the other one is brand new. The brand new one is from Texas. A toxic component of rocket fuel has been found in supermarket milk at levels exceeding the federal government's currently recommended safe dose for drinking water, according to a peer-reviewed scientific study published, last week? First of all, I didn't know that the federal government had a recommended safe dose of rocket fuel in our drinking water. Apparently they do, but I had no idea. Now, keep in mind, this is Texas, the Houston Space Center. If that means anything, I guess it doesn't, because they launched the rockets from Florida. A team of five researchers from the Institute of Environmental and Human Health at Texas Tech University are reporting in this journal, Environmental Science and Technology, that perchlorate was, quote, unambiguously detected, close quote, no question about it, in 7 of 7 cow's milk samples from Lubbock, Texas grocery stores. Every single one they tested had perchlorate in it. Now, that's the main, it's an explosive, and it's the main ingredient of solid rocket and missile fuel. What does it do when it's taken in the human body? Well, it can disrupt the thyroid gland's ability to make essential hormones. What does this mean? Well, for fetuses, infants, and children, disruptions in thyroid hormone levels can cause a lowered IQ, mental retardation, loss of hearing and speech, and motor skill deficits. Huh? Huh? Now, a little bit more about perchlorate. Most of it that's in our environment is leaking from military bases or defense plants. Really? Gosh, all of a sudden I keep thinking of Eisenhower. Beware the military-industrial complex. I wonder if he meant this. Perchlorate contaminates more than 500 drinking water supplies in at least 20 states that serve well over 20 million people. Among major perchlorate-polluted sources is the Colorado River. Dear God, I swam in that river. Which is used to irrigate 1.4 million acres of cropland in California and Arizona. Huh? What about that? A senior analyst for the group that the Environmental and Human Health, Texas Tech, whatever, spokeswoman said, these troubling results are the first indication that perchlorate is not only contaminating drinking water and irrigation water, but that livestock can pass it on to humans. And then she asked, how much more evidence do we need before the government takes action to protect our water, our food, and ourselves from this toxic chemical? You have to be kidding, ma'am. You have to be kidding. The Bush crime family, or let's broaden it out. Any administration in the United States protecting us from this? Come on, get real. Get real. If you are an American, now this does not exist in Europe. Isn't that interesting? All right, that's the first report. Got a second one right after the break. And thanks for sending it in, Anna.
I bet I have a lot of questions, maybe some suggestions. And I bet they're gonna ask me about man's insanity.
You got a real nice planet here, but you better watch your atmosphere.
It's not arsenic in the water I'd be worried about.
I'm not for your cup.
Does Burger King have a new fire grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire grilled chicken, fire roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire roasted tomato sauce on a fresh baked baguette. All with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Hundreds of steel workers rallied in the nation's capital yesterday in support of tariffs on foreign steel. The duties of up to 30% were enacted by the Bush administration in early 2002 under pressure from both the U.S. steel industry and from the United Steelworkers of America. The White House is considering removing the tariffs later this year.
Our companies are closing and suffering because we're not getting any help from the federal government, and it's wrong.
Baron Chase is from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a town that's been rocked by the collapse of its steel industry under foreign competition. Although he's not a steel worker himself, many of his friends are, and he says he traveled to Washington to support them.
They lost their health care benefits, they lost their life insurance, and they're going to be losing some of their pensions. And I feel very sorry for them. I grew up with these guys, and I'm saddened by what's going on.
While union officials say the tariffs are working, the World Trade Organization ruled in July they're illegal under international trade rules. That decision is under appeal in Geneva, and a new ruling is expected in November.
For years, Harley-Davidson has worked hard to build an all-American brand image. That may be changing. Union workers at Harley's headquarters factory in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, say they've been given a 60-day ultimatum by the company. Find ways to cut the costs of transmission production or see the work outsourced. If it happens, it could mean the loss of hundreds of jobs. And it's day 7 of a massive strike of hospital workers in Sri Lanka, and there's no signs of a resolution. Some 80,000 workers walked off the job over complaints about disparities in pay between workers of similar skills. The military's been called in to staff the country's hospitals, and soldiers now bathe and feed most patients. The Sri Lankan government's already hired 1,000 replacement workers.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Fudgy.
Camel.
Tick-tick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
narwhal,
Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Come play about.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. All right, toxic rocket fuel found in 7 out of 7 milk samples from Texas supermarkets. That's according to environmental science group from Texas Tech University. The milk samples represented 6 different brands, 4 packaged locally at the same plant, and 2 at separate plants outside Texas. Researchers also found perchlorate, that's the destructive chemical, explosive destructive chemical that eats your thyroid. Researchers also found perchlorate in one sample of evaporated cow's milk, you know, those little cans, and one sample in human breast milk. However, no perchlorate was found in a sample of reconstituted powdered milk. Oh, that's good. That's certainly good news. Okay, now that's rocket fuel component, a poisonous explosive rocket fuel component, perchlorate, found in 7 out of 7. Why am I laughing? 7 out of 7 samples from supermarkets in the Lubbock, Texas area. Now, you probably saw this one the other day. The breast milk of Texas women contains a potentially harmful level of fire retardant chemicals, according to scientists. A study of 47 women in Texas found their level of contamination was 10 to 100 times greater than that found in European women, where the chemicals known as PBDEs, or polybrominated diphenyl ethers, have been less used by industry and are now banned. See, they're banned in Texas. Not going to ban them here. Oh, hell no. That's government intervention. Hey, the free market. Let all these breasts fall off. Let all these babies, die. But hell, that's just the way it goes. Stop feeding your kid breast milk if you don't want to contaminate your kid. That's how it works in free market and capitalism. Damn, what's wrong with you, Malloy? Now, the scientists admit that the sample size in the Texas study is relatively small. But it is alarming, according to one of the researchers, because every woman they tested showed signs of PBDE contamination, which, by the way, causes brain damage in newborns. The spokesman for this group, a professor of environmental sciences at the Dallas Regional Campus, University of Texas School of Public Health in Houston, said, quote, their detection in breast milk, the chemicals, raises concerns for potential toxicity to nursing babies. Oh, Christ. And indicates a need for more detailed investigation of the levels in people and food. Now, where are the right-wingers? Where is the anti-abortion crowd on this one, for example? Huh? Where are they? Don't you think that those people... Oh, save the little fetus! Oh, God, save the little blast... What is it, Kathy? Blastocyst! Save the clutch of cells! Quick! Where are they on this one? Where little babies are drinking breast milk that contains fire retardant chemicals. Yeah, stupid question. Like chemicals such as polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, and DDT, scientists believe that PBDEs accumulate in the environment, reach humans at least partly through inhaled dust, and the food supply. Scientists say the level of the chemicals in Americans appear to be rising. We're all going to die. You know that, don't you? We're not going to die when we're in our 80s or 90s or 70s. You know, we live a good life and die. We're all going to be killed off here very soon from chemical contamination. Are you 15? You're going to die very soon. Are you 70? You're going to die very soon. Are you 53? You're going to die very soon. Right? What else? The researchers analyzed individual milk samples from nursing mothers ages 20 to 41. From a milk bank in Austin, Texas, and a women's health clinic in Dallas, Texas, they found that the levels of this filth ranged from 6 parts per billion to 419 parts per billion. That level is about where some scientists believe the chemicals may show effects similar to those observed in newborns, including hindered brain and reproductive system development. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to process information like that. I don't know what to say about information like that. It doesn't compute, as they say, right? It doesn't work. It doesn't percolate around my brain where I can say, oh, really? Okay, breast milk is contaminated with fire retardant and cow's milk is contaminated with rocket fuel. Okay. Well, I know. Let's all watch CNN and see what's going on with the recall debate with Arianna Huffington and Bustamante and, right? I don't know how to process this info. Do you? Do you? Oh, well. Maybe Lane does, calling from Long Island. Hey, Lane.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Enjoying the show.
Yeah. Isn't this a great topic?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so great.
Yeah.
Well, I've got information to even bring more bad news to you.
Uh-oh.
For your own community. Just go to scorecard.org.
Yeah.
And enter your zip code and find out all the pollution that's going on in your county.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not going to get me to do that.
Go ahead.
No. What is it? Scorecard.org?
Scorecard.org.
Write that down, Kathy, so we can post it on our website. Would you please? Thank you, Madam Producer. Scorecard.org. And you type in the name of your county and state?
No, you enter your zip code.
Oh, your zip code.
And then you'll get a personalized scorecard for your community. Now, for my community...
Yeah.
The people in my county face a cancer risk that's 100 times the goal set by the Clean Air Act, 92% of that is from mobile sources. So you got sections on air, you got sections on waste, toxic chemical releases from manufacturing facilities.
Yeah.
And you can find out who's polluting your community, what are the major pollutants. And this is the good stuff. The number one rank in my county is sulfuric acid, which is 712,000 pounds, which is based on from 2000 data.
Mm-hmm.
We've got hydrochloric acid, toluene, trichloroethylene. Isn't it wonderful?
Look. I don't know where you're going with this, Lane, but this is a free market society. This is capitalism. If you can't stand that, move.
Yeah, just leave.
Take your family and I don't know. Where, you know, I'll have to do this. This is going to be my fun stuff tomorrow morning when I have my cup of coffee. I'm going to type in all kinds of zip codes.
Yeah.
I'm going to type in zip codes from rural Montana and say, well, never mind that. That's where they have the missile silos, right? Okay,
right.
I'm going to type in a zip code from the desert. Are there zip codes in the desert in Arizona? Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I already said the milk. The cow's milk that's contaminated with rocket fuel comes partly from Arizona.
You can't escape it.
It's
everywhere. And you know, this country, there's an epidemic of cancer in this country, and there's no discussion about the environmental aspect of that. And we live in a chemically contaminated environment, and we're inundated. Everybody in this country has traces in their bodies of pesticides, PCBs, and dioxins. It's in everybody. We all have traces of that. And we're saturated. We're inundated. And that's why there's so much cancer in this country, because we live in a contaminated environment. Yet the EPA is relaxing clean air rules. And
well, we don't want to interfere with the machinations of the Bush pioneers.
Well, you know, the free hand of the market, that'll take care of everything, so we don't have to worry.
There you go. You know, I'm starting to really, really, really loathe capitalism. I always did look at capitalism a little bit suspicious, and so-called free enterprise is not free, and God only knows whether or not it's enterprise. I've always looked at it kind of askance. Even when I was a kid, I thought, you know, there's something wrong with the system. I don't know what it is. But like most American youngsters, I was inculcated with the belief that any other system was poison and from the devil and had its origins in hell.
Right.
But capitalism, the free market, it's going to kill us all. It's just simply going to kill us all. The only way capitalism works, as far as I'm concerned, is if you have strong, enforceable, where people go to jail, environmental protection laws, where you have regulatory agencies who say,
right,
you know, we don't want E. coli in the hamburger meat. You know, we don't want perchlorate in the mother's milk. You know, we don't want fire retardant in the cow's milk. But we're not allowed to do that because that's communism or, I don't know, it's interfering with the invisible hand of the free market, and
right,
you know you're not supposed to do that.
Right. Capitalism only works with right. We have this phobia, this sick phobia of socialism in this country that we don't want to,
I know. Oh, well, Lane, thanks. Thanks. What is it now? It's
scorecard.org.
Scorecard.org.
Project of Environmental Defense.
Okay.
Go to the website, enter your zip code, and check out what's going on in your county.
Everybody listening to the program right now online
right.
is doing it.
Good.
They're doing it right now.
And so they'll be informed and motivated to action.
And I'll do it tonight. Thanks, Lane.
All right. Good talking to you.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. No, I won't do it tonight because I have to go to bed tonight. I have to sleep tonight. I'll do it tomorrow morning when I have my polluted cup of coffee. I wonder what's in the coffee. Yeah, probably nothing in the coffee. You know, we try to buy the proper kind of coffee. You know, we do. We try to buy chemicalized, you know, organic, shade-grown coffee from non-exploited country. You understand what I'm saying? We try to do that. But here's the catch. We have to use water to make it. Now, we don't use tap water here in Atlanta. We buy spring water. That's what we use for cooking. And the joke's on us, because the spring water is full of rocket fuel. It is time for a little poet, poetry corner. You all are familiar with this. Who sent this to me? Was this Frank? Did Frank send this to me? You all are familiar with this. Every one of you who listen to this program are familiar with this. The Second Coming by William Butler Yeats. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely, some revelation is at hand. Surely, the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again. But now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born. Old W.B. Yeats had a way with words, didn't he? Huh? God, that just scared the hell out of me. Just scares the hell out of me. David is calling from Skokie, Illinois. Hey, David.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I have a few things for you. By the way, I'm on scorecard right now, and I live in Cook County, and it looks pretty bad there.
I'll bet it does in Cook County.
Yeah. By the way, it's funny you're talking about the environment. The real reason I called you tonight was because a friend of mine gave me an article by Nicholas Kristof. I don't know. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, sure. For the New York Times, yeah.
And it's a question. It says, Baked Alaska on the menu. Mm. Did you read that one?
Was that today? That wasn't today.
No, that was the 13th of September.
No, I was on vacation then. I stayed away from the New York Times.
Oh,
too scary.
Let me read you a couple things here. It's really scary, and this is why I'm furious at, of course, the Republic.
Okay, these are short quotes, right?
Yeah, there's a couple paragraphs. Yeah, short ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, try to synopsize, because I hate quoting on.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All it says is essentially that what about having a robin in the middle of the 250 miles north of the Arctic Circle?
There is such a thing happening?
Yeah, it says right here. It says it's hard to be complacent about climate change when you're in an area that normally is home to animals like polar bears and wolverines.
Yeah.
The robin even built its nest in town this year.
Well, did you see the thing in the paper the other day about this huge chunk of ice on the Canadian northern Canadian
coast? Yeah, I heard about it. People were telling me about it.
Monstrous chunk of ice broke off. It's been there for I think the article said 3,000 years.
It could be.
And it broke off. And of course, there is no global warming. The pigmen will tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, this is this is why I'm really scared, because first of all, in the article, too, I'll just say one more thing about the article. It said polar bears are drowning now because they'll get off on an ice floe and they won't be able to go back on land.
Uh-huh.
And now this is why, about the Bush administration's love affair with oil.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned to some people, what's the relationship between SUVs, Hurricane Isabel, and
uh-huh.
Iraq?
Right.
The answer is obvious.
Sure.
They all deal with oil, and hurricanes get their energy from the ocean. And where does the ocean get their energy from the heating,
Uh-huh.
So there's more CO2. It heats up, more energy, and, of course, the insurance rates are, the insurance company's got to pay more money, and it's the SUVs get half the mileage of a normal car anyway.
Yeah, we're in a world of hurt, aren't we, David?
Yeah, and I wish, really, listen, they might, I live here in the Chicago area. We might be having palm trees here in the next 100 years if we keep going.
Right.
Yeah.
Polluted palm trees.
Yeah.
Deformed palm trees.
Right.
Palm trees where the coconut milk is full of rocket fuel.
Oh, it's funny you say that. Since you were talking about that with the girls,
Yeah.
Let me tell you one more thing. You ever hear of something called a hormone disruptor?
Hormone disruptor?
Yeah, these are chemicals.
I'm married to one.
Oh, okay. I'm sure your wife would like that.
She loves me.
These are things you heard about young girls reaching puberty at an
earlier
age.
Oh, sure.
And this is what's happening. These are the examples because pesticides, some of them, when they decompose, they're similar to
They mimic, estrogen. They mimic hormones.
Right. So these are
terrible.
Also called hormone mimics and hormone disruptors. And like that rocket fuel, I mean, I don't know. Or
it's all over the place. Hey, thank you, David.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Burger King have a new fire-grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on a fresh-baked baguette. All with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dogs?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, who talks to the animals and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Doolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Doolittle, talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the
love. Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Explore for natural gas in Alaska without damaging the economy, the environment.
That's all, folks. Al sent this to me. He's watching the debate, so-called, on CNN with the five people. I guess there's five on there that want to be governor of California. And Al writes in, good God, the California debate is funny. The steroid sucker, the Greek pseudo-diva, the ranting Green Party member, who makes sense, Bustamante bureaucrat, and the neo-fascist conservative. After the 2000 election, Al writes, this is the democracy we truly deserve. No, it's not Al. It's from T. Sorry. Yeah, you can go ahead. It's okay. You can watch it. Are they going to? Is it over at 10 o'clock Eastern time? You don't know. I don't know it either. David is calling. He is our Ontario, Canada bureau chief. Hey, David.
Frank.
No, this is Mike. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Frank. Where did I get David? I'm sorry, Frank. This is Frank, our Ontario, Canada bureau chief. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I don't know about these anti-social school heads in the Bush crime family. I'm telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article here in the Independent of UK, which is where all the news seems to be coming from. I don't know what's with the U.S. media not coming up with these
stories. U.S. media are paid whores. The press in Britain is still relatively free. And Canada.
Yeah, with the CBC and that.
Right.
It still maintains a level of sanity.
Oh, hey, listen. Let me just tell you now. Send you my condolences for the fact that you lost part of your continental shelf. The other day, it broke away. The northern ice shelf of Canada is floating loose now. You know, pretty soon there is going to be a Northwest Passage. You'll be able to go from London to you can float. You'll be able to take a boat from London to Juneau, Alaska, all on water. All right, there's the music.
All year round.
Frank, hold on.
All year round.
Frank, yeah. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back to you after the break, okay? All right. Quick break here. Indeed, we shall return. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. In a surprising move, OPEC has decided to cut production of oil by 900,000 barrels a day beginning on November 1st, but analysts say it's too early to tell what impact the move will have on motorists in the United States. Iraq's new oil minister, Ibrahim Bar al-Alum, says they support the cut because they alone are now exporting currently 900,000 barrels a day.
We are expecting that number to be increased to 1.5 at the end of the year, and then it will be expected to increase to 1.8 by the end of March next year.
John Felmy with the American Petroleum Institute says crude oil has been trading in a price range OPEC had previously stated it was comfortable with. He says the decision to slash production was totally unexpected. He adds that it's unknown at this time how the cut will affect prices at the pump for Americans. In a surprising move, OPEC announced plans to cut its output by 900,000 barrels a day, or 3.5%. The unexpected move is sending crude oil futures soaring. Lori Yama has more.
Iran's oil minister told reporters it's better to cut production now before a bad situation surfaces, and this may be just the first step. An OPEC spokesman says this move is to keep prices stable, anticipating a dip in demand early next year. The reduction of 900,000 barrels brings OPEC production back to what it was before the Iraq war. But post-Saddam Hussein Iraq's oil production is still below pre-war levels by 700,000 barrels. The OPEC meeting also marks the first time an Iraqi oil minister has joined in discussions since the ouster of Saddam Hussein. Laura Iyama.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Pope John Paul II canceled his weekly general audience today because his aides say he suffered an intestinal problem. The 83-year-old pontiff did briefly appear in a TV link-up from his summer residence to greet the crowd that had gathered to see him back in Vatican City. The Pope told the viewers that he was sorry he couldn't be with them for his regular weekly meeting. He added that he carries all of them in his heart and then said, "Bless you." Gerard O'Connell, a journalist for the Union of Catholic Asian News, watched the broadcast and said that the Pope only spoke for about half a minute. O'Connell added that the pontiff started the speech strong, but his voice was faltering.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire-Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Nearly 60% of New Jerseyans in a new Quinnipiac University poll say they want a new governor. The survey also shows James McGreevy's approval numbers continuing to nosedive.
Yeah, negative. It took
52%, with only 35% saying they approve of how he's doing.
Pollster Clay Richards says McGreevy's recent trip to Puerto Rico, paid for by an alleged mob-tied labor union, hasn't sat well with voters. Only 24% would like to see McGreevy win a second term in 2005. However, Richards says the governor's dismal ratings will have little effect on fellow Democrats this November. Meanwhile, a second poll shows 84% of Garden State residents want a ban on handheld cell phone use while
on
driving.
Wall Street,
OPEC's surprise cut in oil output sent all the markets down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 150 points to close at 94.25. The NASDAQ slid 58 points to end the session at 18.44. The S&P 500 tumbled 20 points, winding up at 10.09. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. Every summer, callers on the Car Clinic Network ask what's causing that odor when I turn on my air conditioner. And the answer? Bacterial growth in the AC system. The good news is there's an ingenious process from BG Products that cleans and disinfects your entire ventilation system without having to dismantle it. You'll breathe easier with a BG ventilation service, and your car will smell like new. To find a shop that performs this service, go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever pressed the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Boy, I'll tell you, watching the debate, so-called, in this California fiasco, is just incredible. The only person there making sense is Peter Camejo, the Green Party candidate. He's the only one making sense, the only one answering the questions. During our break here, over the last 3 or 4 minutes, and this is really funny. I'm trying not to make fun of anybody, but Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arianna Huffington were going back and forth at each other, and neither one of them is easily understandable. Arnold with his Austrian accent and Arianna with her Greek accent, but it was just hysterical talking over each other. Just simple, plain old discourtesy, you know, whatever. But. You know, once again, the Green Party candidate always, isn't this always the case? The Green Party candidate's the only one who really addresses the issues. Oh, God. Anyway, where were we? We're talking with Frank, our Ontario Canada Bureau Chief. Frank, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
Yeah, we were going through the Northwest Passage.
Yes, we were.
All year round now, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Summer and winter, yeah. I think only you can go only through 3-4 months a year before, something like that. That was the sum total of the shipping season.
Well, Canadians suffer for what goes on in this country, acid rain and pollutants and so on and so forth. Your huge huge farms in Saskatchewan, your grain and dairy farms, they can't escape. So you folks suffer from the same thing, right?
Pollution doesn't stop at the border.
No, it doesn't.
You
know, no, not at all.
Report to customs, exactly. But I just was reading this article, Bush steps up fight against European safety testing.
Yeah.
It looks like what happened 2 years ago, the European Union had put up a proposal which would, it would, see the way it is done now, a company can just put these chemicals out on the market without having to prove whether or not they're safe.
Right.
And there's up to 100,000 or so man-made chemicals that the EU says have ever been tested for the effects on the people who use them.
Right.
And these include cancer-causing and gender-bender substances.
Right.
So what happened was President Bush, through Colin Powell, has threatened Europe with trade sanctions if it goes ahead with these tests, which are designed to protect workers from these toxic chemicals.
Right. There will be no tests. No tests.
Now, these tests can prevent up to 4,300 cases, this article says, of cancer a year.
No. Sorry. No. Need to have the 4,300 cases of cancer.
So, see, this is what I can't understand about these people.
I know.
See, you can't have jobs with a destroyed environment.
Right.
It's an unsustainable economy.
Or with destroyed consumers.
Right. So I don't know where they're thinking here with this right-wing cavalier attitude towards chemicals, environmental destruction. It's just ridiculous.
I hear you. Frank, thank you for checking in. Always good to hear from our Canadian.
By the way, I just wanted to add one quick thing.
Listeners. Yeah, what's that?
I enjoy the fall season as well.
And yes,
it's interesting. You mentioned Libras. Well, Kucinich is a Libra.
Yeah.
And I myself, I'm one too. So.
Well, this is your time
whether
of year, pal.
This is my time of year too.
There you go.
It'd be easier to enjoy it with the situations that are going on right now. But we'll chat again sometime.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care. A little bit of satellite delay there. I hate that, don't you? But thanks for calling in, Frank. I wish more of our Canadian listeners would call in. Frank figured out a way to do it. A lot of our listeners from Canada send emails. They don't know how to call the 800 number, but there's a way to do it, I guess. By the way, regarding what's going on out in California, the Republican thug who started this, Daryl Issa, Republican from San Diego County, it was his money who put the recall on the ballot. He is now urging Republicans to keep Gray Davis in office if neither Schwarzenegger nor McClintock, the two right-wingers, well, Schwarzenegger's not a right-winger. He's just a lost-in-space Republican. He thinks he is. McClintock, the other guy, Tom McClintock, is a real neo-Nazi. But what Issa, who is also a neo-Nazi, what he is saying, that Schwarzenegger or McClintock, one of the two have got to drop out, obviously, because people in California, if they don't, one of them doesn't drop out, will split their vote. So what he's saying, if neither one pulls out by Election Day, Daryl Issa is telling the voters of California to vote no on the recall. Right? Now, if you vote no on the recall and there are more no votes, then they don't go to the second question. I mean, you vote on the second question, I guess, but it doesn't count if there's not 50% plus one vote who says yes. So Daryl Issa now is saying, well, if one of these Republicans don't drop out, then vote to keep Gray Davis. And the reason for it? Because if neither Republican drops out, Schwarzenegger nor McClintock, Issa says, it would absolutely guarantee that Cruz Bustamante will be the governor. But I thought, Daryl Issa, you ex-felon, you convict, you auto thief, I thought this was about democracy. I thought this was about the people of California expressing their will. If the people of California want Bustamante instead of Gray Davis, you don't want any part of that, do you? You thug, you punk, you car thief. God, I hate these people. Have I said that yet tonight? I just loathe these people. But it certainly makes for an interesting reality program on television. Although this debate, so-called, that's going on right now, is not really a reality program, because it's my understanding that each of these candidates were provided with the questions that would be asked by the moderator. And the moderator, this is so sad. The moderator is a guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he's the head of the California Board of Broadcasters. Stan Statham, I think, the California Broadcasters Association. He is with that org. I don't know if he's ahead of it. But any broadcaster who would whore himself or herself into the moderator's position like this with these five candidates, so-called, who have been provided the questions in advance in writing? Well, like T said, since the 2000 election, this is precisely the kind of democracy that exists in this country. Even the green, even Peter Camejo was provided, but Camejo, being a Green Party member, probably didn't look. He didn't peek. He didn't look at the questions. You know, I think Peter Camejo is the only honest person sitting up there, and I do. I really do. I like Arianna Huffington, but I think she makes a much better writer than she does an independent candidate for governor of California. Sorry to go on and on about this, but I don't know. It's being carried on CNN. It's being carried on other cable channels. Nobody knows. Oh, I don't care, really. Barry is calling from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good evening, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I visited at the Jim Hightower speech tonight. He was in Southfield, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And he spoke to a packed house of somewhere between 400 and 500 people.
Yeah.
I counted the chairs, so I'm pretty accurate on that anyway.
Did you tell him I said hi?
I didn't get a chance to talk with him, but
okay.
he was very, very personable, and he answered plenty of questions. He made a lot of sense. He said a lot of great things, and one of the only people that's really, I guess, positive is coming out with a positive message, and that he's going all around the country, and he's seeing a lot of people doing a lot of really good things to resist the Bush cabal and this right-wing takeover of our healthcare system, politics, Medicare, Social Security. And, he talks about it in his book quite extensively. So I just wanted to let you know that he was here in Southfield tonight. He definitely packed him in, gave a really nice message, and he gave a lot of hope to the individuals out there who don't think that they can do anything. And one of the great things he said was that no matter how small a dog you are, the smallest dog can still lift its leg on the largest corporate office in the world.
There you go. Hightower is just basically a decent, good man. Not to mention the fact he's extremely bright. He was the Texas Agriculture Secretary years and years ago. That's the political office that he held. Frequent contributor, and I think he's on the board at The Nation magazine. But aside from all that, aside from his political brilliance and his certainly his writing talent and his speaking talent, he's just a good guy. He's just a nice man.
Well, absolutely, he sure is. He's just a decent, down home kind of guy. And it's funny, the things that are very real about Jim Hightower are some of the things that people who like Bush say that's why they like him, but it's all fake.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
everything about Bush is a lie. Everything about Hightower, as far as I know, is absolutely the truth.
Absolutely. I think he's a nice guy. And one of the people in the audience suggested that whatever Democrat wins the primary, Hightower should be a speechwriter. I thought that might be a good idea. He said he was available, too. So.
Yeah, well, I wonder if my good friend and former colleague on this network, Peter Werby, was there. I'll bet he was, if it was in Southfield, because Peter doesn't live too far from Southfield. I'm sure Peter Werby was in the audience, too.
Well, I know Pete, and I didn't see him.
You didn't see him?
He might have been there. It was a pretty large crowd.
Yeah. Well, Barry, thanks for the report. Thanks for checking in, pal.
You bet, Mike. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. This kind of out of left field, but it was in the El Paso Times a couple of days ago. You remember the stories about the 507th now what was it? Hold on here. The 507th Maintenance Company, based out of Fort Bliss, Texas. Remember, that was the one that was ambushed, the maintenance company. That was the one that Private First Class Jessica Lynch was involved in, that ambush. And there were all sorts of people killed. How many people were killed in that? Let's see. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of our people killed. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wounded, 6, 7 wounded, and several captured. Let me tell you something about that as soon as we come back.
So we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide. Republicans suck!
Does Burger King have a new fire grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire grilled chicken, fire roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire roasted tomato sauce on the fresh baked baguette, all with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over, the fire's ready. Not a low sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Boy, I can't believe I didn't do it. I really missed the boat. Interest rates were at historic lows. I knew the economy was turning around. I could have called General Steel and saved a ton of money on the building I needed, and I'd be ready for the new economy. Yep, I really blew it.
Will this be you? Perhaps a year from now. Let General Steel Corporation show you how to take advantage of this unique moment in history. A steel building from the General will save you time and money compared to conventional construction. And you can hold your building delivery for up to 1 year with a small deposit. Small business owners know that now is the best time to build and prepare for the new economy. Whether you need a 60 by 200 foot building for under $15,000 or 100 by 175 for under $98,000, call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need manufacturing or warehouse space, you need the General. If your church or school needs to expand quickly and save money, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL. This moment in history won't last forever. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long, itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Big Brother is no longer a paranoid's nightmare. He's alive and living deep inside the Pentagon. Specifically, Big Brother is operating under the pseudonym of DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It has unleashed a bunch of Dr. Strangeloves to throw our tax dollars at any number of technological schemes to spy on us and destroy our constitutional right to privacy. DARPA is the agency that has given us the Total Information Awareness Program to ransack any and all databases and compile secret dossiers on each of our lives. It is also the creator of PAL, the cognitive computer system with sensors that let its wearers secretly record our words and movements. And now, it is bringing CTS into our private worlds. CTS, Combat Zones That See, is an urban surveillance system that uses thousands of cameras linked to a central computer to track, record, and analyze the movements of every vehicle in a city. Its software can identify your cars by size, color, shape, license plate, and even by your face. It lets authorities, either governmental or corporate, keep an unblinking eye over everyone's movements in entire cities. CTS says its goal is to, quote, track everything that moves, storing and categorizing this phenomenal amount of data so that it is instantly retrievable. Act suspicious, and CTS flashes an alert to authorities, complete with your profile. Oh, don't worry, says DARPA, for CTS is only for foreign surveillance. But that's news to the corporate contractors developing CTS. Quote, the whole theme here is homeland security, says one bluntly. Once the technology is developed, there'll soon be versions for sale to everyone from shopping centers to private detectives. This is Jim Hightower saying, to fight CTS, call the Federation of American Scientists, 202-546-3300.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour. Okay, the 507th maintenance company that stationed out of Fort Bliss, Texas. That was the company that was ambushed, made a wrong turn in the early stages of the invasion and then attack on Iraq. We wound up with 11 of our people dead, 5 wounded, and 7 prisoners, including Private First Class Jessica Lynch. Okay, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? Well, actually nothing, but how about this? The Army has revealed that all records and documents about the weapons that jammed during that March 23rd ambush that led to the death of all those people, the records were destroyed. There's no way to trace the weapons' histories. Now, this is important because you'll remember that the survivors of that attack said that when they tried to fire their weapons in defense, they couldn't. Now, the El Paso, Texas Times requested, under the Freedom of Information Act, information about all this, and the Army said any official information about the weapons used was lost on a supply truck that was in Iraq. An official report of the ambush near Nasiriyah said that several weapons, including M-16s, M-249 squad automatic weapons, and a 50-caliber machine gun, all of them jammed or failed to operate properly during the firefight. Now, according to the El Paso Times, the disclosure that these records were lost has shocked, bewildered, and further angered relatives of soldiers who were killed in that ambush, which, by the way, is among the worst losses for the U.S. military during Operation Iraqi Freedom. The families are upset. The official report on this tragedy, which was released by the Army back in July, suggests that, quote, the malfunctions may have resulted from inadequate individual maintenance in a desert environment, end quote. But the widows and the relatives of these people killed say that's a lie. They say it's a lie. The wife of one of the dead officers said they are blaming the soldiers for not keeping their weapons clean, but my husband knew better than that. He did everything right. The mother of a sergeant that was killed said her son was dedicated to his job and to details. The mom says she finds it hard to believe that her son's weapon wasn't kept clean. She said, quote, he kept his gun as clean as can be. He even talked to his dad about it. The records have disappeared. There's no way to find out. There's no way to take a look at the weapons and go back to the weapons manufacturer and say, what the hell are you doing? Why are you providing weapons to our people in a combat situation that don't work? You know what the weapons manufacturer would say? The weapons manufacturer would say, look, it's a capitalist society, free market, even guns and bombs and things that go boom. And, you know, if the weapons don't work, then the people using the weapons will switch to some other weapon and they won't use them again. That's how it works in a free market. Don't you hate these people? Don't you want to just wrap your bony fingers around somebody's throat and squeeze until their eyes bulge out and their tongue turns blue? Don't you? Ooh, that's a little graphic. Regarding Rumsfeld, CNN is running a poll. And the question is, do you think Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld should resign? Now, CNN, of course, you know, a poll like that is self-selecting. You can't really take this seriously. But 91% of the people responding so far say yes. 9% say no. 91% of the people responding say Rumsfeld should get his ass out of Dodge. Stay with us.
No, don't. fighting. Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from and all of it.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The famous beaches of Southern California could disappear if sea levels continue to rise. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Experts say the beaches along the California coastline date back about 4,000 years, but they might not last more than another century or two. A report from a state agency says the beaches are eroding, and scientists say what's left might disappear underwater because of rising sea levels. Doug Inman directs a coastal studies project at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in San Diego. He and his colleagues are working on computer models to portray different scenarios for the future of California's coastline. Inman describes the West Coast as a collision coast. It's a long, rumpled mountain range that was formed by the collision of two sections of the Earth's crust. Inman says waves started to cut into these cliffs 6,000 years ago after sea levels became relatively stable. The waves cut a rocky platform that created the foundation for the beaches of Southern California. But Inman says if the sea levels go up, the beaches will go under.
Once the sea level starts rising again, particularly if it starts rising rapidly, then what you have is a sea level rise against the cliff, and it doesn't have a chance to cut a deep platform further into the cliff. And until it can, the beaches will disappear.
Inman says the tides are now higher along the coast of Southern California, and that might indicate a faster sea level rise in that area. The computer model he's working on will be used to depict average wave conditions years into the future. He hopes it will help people see more clearly what happens when sea levels rise and that people will use it to consider options for the long-term stability of California's coastal environment. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like, from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Well, I guess that debate in California is over. Al emailed in. His subject line says, what a bunch of bull... Oh, I can't say it. I can't say it on the air. But then the email says, the recalled debate moderator, this guy Stan Statham, who represents the California Association of Broadcasters, the one that I said was just an absolute whore for even participating in such a thing. Well, guess what? Al found out that he was a candidate for lieutenant governor as a Republican in 1994. And Al sent me the guy's, Stan Statham, Republican, his address, his phone number, Real easy to get that information, right? So the guy who is a so-called moderator was a candidate for lieutenant governor as a Republican in 1994. Oh, man. Well, they used to warn me in Sunday school about the evils of prostitution and whoredom, you know. Enrique is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Enrique, how are you?
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of parallels between what you were saying about Iraq and the weapons that they had in Vietnam. A lot of my friends who were the same age as me, you know, they had the unfortunate circumstance of going over.
Right.
And I was able to hang out in college over here.
Mm-hmm.
But, they were saying that a lot of the shells and stuff that they were using, they all came packaged in cylinders and stuff like this, all dated like 1945.
Oh, my God.
And that, you know, occasionally you'd have a lot of duds and, you know, you'd be in a firefight and you'd get your 50 caliber machine gun, cranking, and then you'd load the new box and they were all duds. And, you know, to supply American troops with duds, you know, while they're under fire, I mean, those companies that sold that stuff, you know, should have been gone after.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. The executives should have been. In a situation like that, I'm against the death penalty just about 100%, unless it's somebody in the Bush administration. But executives for companies who provided our soldiers, whether it was in Vietnam or Iraq, with weapons that didn't work, should be tried very quickly before a military tribunal and very privately taken out behind the building and shot in the back of the head.
Yeah, but you know that those were the major contributors to Nixon's 1968 and 72 campaigns, and so they got the right to resell World War II surplus, and then charge the American public for brand new stuff. It's pretty bad. Even John McCain, he was on aircraft carrier Intrepid, and he was warming up his jet, and somebody's who was across from him in another jet, they had some World War II bombs. And they were out in the sun too long, and it detonated and went across the deck and hit McCain's plane, and that's where he's a little disfigured from.
Wow.
But I wrote to McCain, and I said, you know, we ought to look back in this stuff and really tell the American public what happened back then. And now we have, part two is Iraq, old weapons,
Yeah, it's... The same as it's always been. The same as it's always been.
Another thing is that our in New Mexico, we have an Office of Indian Affairs.
Uh-huh.
And they published a letter about, that Lori Petsoa, the Hopi Indian from Arizona.
Who died, killed in combat,
But they said that, basically she sort of fended off everyone with the pistol. And Jessica Lynch was this sort of, in shell shock, and she pulled Jessica Lynch out of the way, and she cleared her wreckage.
Right.
And she was the one that did all that, but, her skin was maybe too brown, and she wasn't the blonde-eyed girl, so the Pentagon came up with a story that Jessica Lynch was the hero.
Maybe in Jessica's book... she will come clean and say, my life depended on the actions taken by my comrade, who is now dead.
Well, we'll find the weapons of mass destruction then, too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we will. Thanks, Enrique.
Okay.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Speaking of the weapons of mass destruction, are you folks tired of talking about the weapons of mass destruction thing? I know I am, but what the hell are we supposed to do, right? Where is the article? Somebody has leaked to the British press that there are no weapons. What's the guy's name? Kay? David Kay, the one who's leading 1,400 searchers over there, found nothing, and there's nothing to report. There are no traces of anything to report. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Is it an impeachable offense to lie to the American public to take us to war? Obviously, it's an impeachable offense if you lie about whether or not your girlfriend came by and you and she engage in a little afternoon delight in the Oval Office. That is an impeachable offense. Is it an impeachable offense? Now, be careful. See, I can feel my blood pressure go up. I can feel it. I can feel the hormones. I can feel the adrenaline. Is it an impeachable offense to lie egregiously, to lie to the extent that thousands of civilians and hundreds of Americans die? Is that an impeachable offense? Apparently not. Hillary Clinton. Senator Clinton today, according to the Washington Post, denied reports that she and her husband Bill are the agents behind retired Army General Wesley Clark's presidential candidacy. She reiterated that she will not, Jesus H. Christ, will you people listen to me, she said. Well, she didn't say that. I will not run for the White House in 2004. And she said that the reelection of too stupid to be president would be, quote, an overwhelming setback for this country. Hillary, of course, if you listen to Rush and the rest of these morons on the right, Hillary is Satan. Hillary is worse than Satan. Hillary is Satan's... no, I can't say that. Speaking at a breakfast with reporters, the former First Lady denied the rampant speculation, particularly in Republican circles, that she and former President Clinton had encouraged Clark to run. She said it is an absurd feat of imagination. Well, you know, Hillary Clinton knows that there are psychopaths loose in this country, and most of them are in the political class and in the media. And I don't know. I honestly do not know how she and her husband survived 6 of the 8 years that they were in the Oval Office and subsequent. I just don't know how they survived it. I don't know how their marriage remained intact. I don't know how they didn't commit suicide or go babbling, spit-flying insane. I don't understand. I really don't. Maybe they're androids. Maybe they're not really humans. I don't know. But anyway, Senator Clinton said she and her husband have been supportive of all the candidates whenever they have sought advice. She added that neither she nor the former president will designate a favorite in the race for the Democratic nomination. She said, quote, "We are not supporting or endorsing any candidate," end quote. Instead, she said she will work actively for whomever becomes the Democratic nominee to try to defeat Bush. And then she said, quote, "I am convinced totally that 4 more years of this administration, unaccountable, no election at the end, would be an overwhelming setback for our country, and I will do everything I can to elect whomever emerges from this process," end quote. She also said that the Bush administration demonstrates, quote, "a shocking failure of leadership in Iraq since major conflict ended." She accuses them of engaging in happy talk about the economy during a period when job losses have continued. She mentions the misuse of scientific data on the environment that has put at risk her New York constituents who live near the site of the September 11 terrorist attacks. She added, quote, "I am just bewildered by this administration's priorities and values," end quote. Now, when asked about the fact that she voted in favor of the resolution authorizing Bush to go to war, she said something that I think makes sense. I'm not pro-Hillary Clinton or anti-Hillary Clinton. She's a very interesting character to me. I'm just not in either camp. If she were the Democratic nominee running against Bush, I'd vote for her in half a heartbeat. But anyway, here's what she said in defense of her vote in favor of that resolution. She says, quote, "Based on what we knew and believed about the Iraq threat, it was merited, her vote." She said that she had consulted with both Bush and former Clinton administration officials before the war about the Iraqi threat and said that U.S. intelligence, quote, "from Bush 1 to Clinton to Bush 2 was consistent in concluding that there was a continuing presence of biological and chemical weapons in Iraq, and that Saddam Hussein was continuing to seek to develop a capacity to produce nuclear weapons." Okay. But then she said, "The failure to find weapons calls into question the reliability of the intelligence." Duh. "And presents this country with a troubling question." And she says, this is as important as anything that has come out of the debate over the last year. Here's what she says. The question, the important question. If we were so misled, so wrong, that now we cannot justify the intelligence on which we took action, that has serious implications for any president's policies. But it has really very significant consequences for the policies of a president who has adopted the doctrine of preemption. Attacking somebody based on intelligence, not on action. She says we cannot expect the American public, or frankly the world community, to be convinced or united if we're acting on intelligence that has proven to be so wrong. Yeah. That's a very good point. There must be. There has to be. Doesn't there? I don't know if it's Senator Clinton, but doesn't there have to be? Democrats in the United States Senate who looked at the intelligence and said, you know, by God, this is a threat. He is good. Saddam is going to do this. Holy cow, we've got to do something. Not knowing that the intelligence was cooked by these monsters, these killers, these beasts in the Bush administration and the CIA and the every single intelligence community that we have. Think about this. We spend billions upon billions upon billions. It's astronomical on intelligence. And this is the best they can do? We have soldiers in Iraq who keep blowing up civilians, who keep killing civilians, blowing up houses, and saying, well, I'm sorry, we were told that that was an enemy patrol in there. Oh, God, how many are dead? Oh, really? Oh, gee, we're sorry. What is wrong? Is the command and control aspect of our military this bad? Is our intelligence this vile? Are we in hell? Okay. Just thought I'd ran on there for a second. Kodak is calling, one of our over-the-road truckers who listens on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, Kodak.
Yes, how's it going, Mike?
It's going, pal. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I listen every night in darkness here.
Bless you.
I haven't had the opportunity to call because I have this new technology cell phone, and it doesn't work everywhere like it's like my old phone, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. I've got one myself. I can never use the damn thing.
But I don't believe anything any of them say. I mean, you piss down my back long enough and keep on telling me it's raining, I begin to doubt anything that comes out of your mouth.
I hear that.
And we, the informed, quote, the liberals, knew that everything about this war and the information that they said were pertinent regarding the facts, we knew were a lie. So where are these people getting their information from?
Well, I think people like you and I listen to the pitch made by the Bush punk where it concerns Iraq, and we automatically discount what he says because you and I know he's a filthy, degenerate liar. But you and I do not have access to what now turns out to be utterly and absolutely phony intelligence. Access to that phony intelligence was provided to the senators, Democrats and Republicans. And because most Democratic senators are cowards, they all went along for the ride. But you see, well, the point I'm trying to make, Kodak, is you and I don't see this stuff.
Even under that excuse or disguise, let's just apply common sense. Now, you tell me that the Iraqi people are going to invite us with open arms, and let's remember, American people, 10 years prior to this, we bombed these smithereens out of them in Iran as they were fleeing from Kuwait.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if you kill my brother and then 10 years later I have opportunity to come face to face with you, I don't think forgiveness is going to be the word that I'm using
to
express my feelings towards you.
I know.
So, if you just look at it from a reasonable point of view, I don't see how Well, I do understand why the American people bought into it and why our politicians didn't even bother to read the Patriot Act before they signed the bill. It's because on one part of the American people, we have apathy.
Mm-hmm.
We have other people who are living in the delusion, thinking that, well, my turn will come, and I'll be on top of the trash heap, so the shit will, the heck with the rest of you all. And the rest of us poor slobs are working 2-3 jobs. We don't have time to worry about the plight of anything outside of our daily needs.
Yeah, I hear you. You left out the third group, and the third group is that part of us that are just grossly ignorant and don't care.
Yeah, but we have to keep pressing on, as I've always liked to end my commentary with, is that regardless of how towering, upsetting it becomes, stuff, that's another reason I had to just sit back and listen for a while. My therapist was telling me she's going to charge me more if I keep on listening to your stuff.
Kodak, drive safely, pal.
All right, once again, Mike,
you take care. You take care, Kodak.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they had stated in a policy and in a
This
in
is
a
what they
contract?
Said.
Why isn't this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Going to put our troops in the harm's way, they must have the very best.
They told me understood exactly how I feel.
Five before the hour. Yeah, I just got an email from Nathan who asked if I would announce this. You know, the second Democratic debate is in New York on Thursday. And there is a chance, if you'd like, to meet up with Dennis Kucinich in New York City. And anybody else that has one of these, you know, I'm happy to announce these. Kucinich happens to be the candidate that I favor. But, you know, if you've got something like this, let me know. Anyway, if the email says, join us for a unique evening with Dennis Kucinich. And you can go to Loggia Restaurant. It's at 135 West 52nd Street. That's between 6th and 7th Avenue. It's Thursday, tomorrow, 8:30 to 10:30 in the evening. Hors d'oeuvres will be served in a cash bar, will be available for refreshments. So if you live in the New York City area and want to meet Dennis Kucinich, go to Loggia Restaurant, 135 West 52nd Street. 135 West 52nd Street. And say howdy. And Udine supporters, if your guy is going to be have a little meet and greet in NYC, let me know. I'll announce it. Regarding the Fox interview with Bush, terrible thing that was out with Brit Hume the other night, Reuters says the following. On Monday night, the American public was apparently far more interested in new comedies in a blowout football game than their president's take on the state of the international efforts to rebuild Iraq. Data from Nielsen Media Research released Tuesday showed that a one-hour interview with Bush on Fox came in dead last in the hour among the six major broadcast television networks in both total viewers and audiences age 18 to 49. What did they have? It had a 1.6 rating and a 5 share in the crucial audience of adults ages 18 to 49. Now, in Nielsen terms, one rating point equals 1% of homes that own television sets, while each share point represents 1% of the TVs actually in use. So if you had a 1.6 rating, it means 1.6% of the homes that own television sets tuned into this moron. Robert Thompson, director of the Center for the Study of Popular Television at Syracuse University, said that is a sorry state of affairs. He says, I think most people, when they heard that the interview was going to happen, just assumed they weren't going to hear anything new that they hadn't already heard. Oh, my God. All right. Political trivia. As soon as we return, first two correct callers win autographed copies of my colleague Tom Hartman's book, Unequal Protection. Stick around, truth seekers. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Tia Carrera is
was on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No, I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't take it better.
Just what I think. You couldn't possibly be any dumber. You go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties all of a sudden, so until we get it repaired, we're going to play a rebroadcast of one of my better programs. So stick around, stay with me, we'll have this fixed momentarily.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk, yes. We have, I've said this a couple of times. We have a lot of ground to cover here. Senator, more comments from Senator Byrd. And then we have a series of comments from Dennis Kucinich that I want to get to in a second. But let's just move on to some phone calls here. Elizabeth is calling from Norwalk, Ohio. Elizabeth, about time you called in.
I know, Mike, and I get so nervous. My middle name, rather. But yesterday was my big 7-0. So after I listened to the first part of your messages, I called Senator DeWine's office, Senator Voinovich's office, the White House.
Uh-huh.
Byrd, first I started with him. That's my birthday present to me. Gephardt's office is not answering. It just rings and rings and rings. So
really?
I'm trying to get the message out to stop the insanity. But I have an article here from a weekly Irish American newspaper, and it's the Irish Echo. And this is written by Patrick Farrelly. And his article talks about Bernadette Devlin McCloskey,
mm-hmm.
how she compared New York City, the coming to JFK Airport and flying into Belfast Airport, and the fact that up at JFK there is a framed copy of the Bill of Rights, and in Belfast was a copy of the Prevention of Terrorism Act.
Mm.
And she said, it's unbelievable that regardless of its shortcomings, at Kennedy, you knew you were in a country that had a constitution and a Bill of Rights, guaranteed individual rights that were inalienable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still there, but with what's going on, they should put suspended or deleted over that sign at Kennedy.
And Bernadette Devlin should know, having been a spokeswoman years ago, back in the 60s for the IRA.
Right. And this article compares these years of what was going on over there, mm-hmm. in Northern Ireland, with what's going on now. And they said that, and this Patrick Farrelly said, and he evidently lives in New York, because he said, the next time you have a Pakistani cab driver in New York, ask him how many of his coworkers have disappeared in the last year. That's one point. There's other points, but the last thing I want to get to. In the British case, it took 20 years and thousands of deaths and injuries for them to realize that political situations demand political solutions.
Mm-hmm.
The British seemed to have little realization that their policies towards the Irish were producing a murderous rage in even the most law-abiding people. And the comparison, the fact that it was a wasted effort over there, didn't achieve anything, and what's going to happen here, this is what's going on in Washington, I think, is under the category of insanity.
I certainly don't disagree with you, Elizabeth. I'm stunned every single day. I get tongue-tied here. I can't talk. I'm stunned every day to realize what has happened
In this republic, what has happened to the Constitution, and it just continues. I'm glad you called in. I hope you don't be a stranger so much. Call in.
Well, we've been busy, you know, with hospital and all, but anyway, keep up the good work, Mike, and keep us courageous too, because it's so difficult working or living in this wilderness of conservatism.
Up there in north central Ohio.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Stay well.
All right. You too. I appreciate your call. Appreciate your call very much. Robert Byrd again on the Donahue interview last night on his fears that they're not fears, Senator, it's reality, but his fears about the fact that Bush is making the war a campaign issue.
What I'm afraid of is that we're going to be rushed into making a decision here, which would be tainted by the supercharged atmosphere of politics. That is wrong. We're going to have to answer for this vote in the years to come. And I want to be able to look into that mirror when I leave this Senate and believe that I voted first, last, and always for the Constitution, the institution of the Senate, and the American people. What's in their best interest?
Well, Senator, that just sounds so anachronistic now, because so many of your colleagues are not voting in the interest of the American people and the Constitution of the United States. They are doing, in fact, what you are afraid of, what we all have been afraid of for the past several months. Forget the Republican Party. The American Fascist Party is committed to the Bush crime family. But the Democratic leadership, oh, never mind. Now, Byrd again on Donahue last night. On the cost of the war, there is a cost to war, not just in blood, not just in arms being blown off and legs being shattered and guts being spilled someplace and heads being blown to pieces and women and children and men being blown into chunks up against a wall someplace. There is also a monetary cost. Are you ready to pay it?
Mr. Lawrence Lindsay said a few days ago, in answer to a question, as reported in the newspapers, that this war would probably cost somewhere between 100 billion and 200 billion. Somewhere between 100 and 200 billion. But he said, that's nothing. That's nothing. Now, I can't comprehend this kind of mentality. The President of the United States has dug in his heels against $9 billion being spent in the appropriation bills for Homeland Security and for veterans and for the good of the people, the safety of the people of this country. He has stuck his feet in concrete and will not move. He says to the people out there, when he has all these backdrops of Marines, and I'd like to have those backdrops too, but he says that Congress ought to pass my bill on Homeland Security. He was offered a chance to put his signature on an appropriation bill that would have provided $2.5 billion for Homeland Security. He turned his back on it.
Yes, Senator, that's because Homeland Security is a joke. That's what you have been fighting against. That's why you have been pouring your blood, sweat, and tears into the rhetoric in the sentence. And God bless you for it, Senator. But George W. Bush is a liar. He is a murderous liar. So when you go on Donahue and talk about this stuff, yes, we understand, Senator Byrd, and God bless you for bringing it out on a television program. But it's not presented as news, is it, Senator Byrd? You have to go there. You have to sit down with Phil Donahue and talk truth to the American people. Where in the hell are we? Byrd goes...
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
You hear me? Can Mike hear me?
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How you doing?
We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys have way too much fun, you know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that because it sure worked out good. It worked out great.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Ha ha! You thought we were having a problem. We were. We lost our satellite feed for a few minutes. I don't know what the network was broadcasting there. But we are back live on Wednesday evening at 9 minutes past the hour. Okay? We apologize for... I do believe that the Bush crime family tries to deep six this program. I really do. So some kind of a glitch there, but we are back live. Okay? Okay, everybody? We're back. Hello, we're back. We are back live. We are here. All right, let's try to get back into it, okay? Oh, my God. This is good. Trivia question, okay, for this evening. And remember, we are giving away two copies of my colleague Tom Hartman's book, Unequal Protection, signed copies. Here is your question. Who, as Ronald Reagan's ambassador to Honduras during the Nicaraguan conflict, who assisted in the CIA-funded terrorism in Central America and deliberately falsified State Department human rights reports throughout his time in Honduras? Was it A, Richard Armitage, B, John Negroponte, or C, Elliot Abrams? Once again, he was Reagan's ambassador to Honduras during the Central American wars in the 80s. He assisted in the CIA-funded terrorism. He deliberately falsified State Department human rights reports throughout his time in Honduras. Who was this? Was it A, Richard Armitage, B, John Negroponte, or C, Elliot Abrams? All right. Now, we shall see what happens with our satellite uplink. Oh, and by the way, if I know I've made this pitch before, I want to make it one more time. One of the access points to this program is radiopower.org. Most of you are familiar with it. It is a one-woman operation. Shelby LePre, who runs it, does her damnedest to keep it going. She needs some help. It's an ongoing fundraiser, just like Truth Out. It's just like any of these organizations, Counterpunch.org. All of these organizations online, remember, we are liberals. We have to feed each other. So if you would, if the spirit moves you tonight, go to radiopower.org, check out the fundraiser that's going on there, and pop a couple of bucks if you can. If you can't, Shelby understands. She'll just close the site down. Just kidding. All right, what else do we have here while we're waiting for a trivia answer? I'm sure that we are going to have two winners very, very quickly. As a matter of fact, well, I don't see any names up on the board, so we'll just wait another second. This is not a hard one. Reagan's ambassador to Honduras during the Central American wars in the 80s. This killer assisted in the CIA-funded terrorism. He deliberately falsified State Department human rights reports during his time in Honduras. Also, U.S. missionaries and many people of faith and conscience were murdered by the CIA-trained Honduran Battalion 3-16, which this guy knew about and at best overlooked the atrocities, at worst oversaw them. You know the difference between overlooking something and overseeing something, right? Yeah. a real animal, a real killer, a real thug, somebody who should have been, in a just world, brought before some sort of international tribunal, some sort of court, and been tried and convicted. All right, how's it going, Kathy? We got a couple of winners? I think we do. We'll have a couple of names up on the board here in a second. We've been talking about Alabama, about all the terrible things that are happening in Alabama because the people of Alabama refuse to go along with Governor Riley's tax increase. Most of the states are going bankrupt thanks to George Bush. How about Michigan? Michigan? Guess what? Medicaid cuts in Michigan are going to eliminate routine coverage for 600,000 dental patients statewide. See, the state needs to cut $20 million out of Medicaid, so they're going to attack the dental patients, the poor people who use Medicaid to get dental health or assistance. Effective October 1st, the state of Michigan is eliminating funding for adults in dentistry, hearing aids, podiatry, and chiropractic services. What the state of Michigan is saying, and I understand the governor, what's her name, Granholm, she inherited this mess. Plus, it's not her fault, nor is it Governor Bob Riley's fault down in Alabama that the Bush crime family is destroying the economy of this entire country. But look where they're cutting. See, the poor people always take it in the chops, right? Because they don't count. They have no clout. They have no ability to get their voices heard. So, of course, they're going to take it in the chops. So starting October 1st in Michigan, the state is eliminating funding for adults in dentistry, hearing aids, podiatry, and chiropractic services. Now, some dental services will be covered for adult Medicaid patients in severe pain who need tooth extraction. But other services like cleaning, fillings, endodontics, forget about it. Not going to be there. The president and chief executive officer of the Family Health Center of Battle Creek, Michigan, said the bottom line is we're going to see a community with no smiles. If we want to have a healthy community, we don't want to cut services to those with the greatest need. Well, Mr. Jones, president and CEO of the Family Health Center of Battle Creek, Michigan, get in the real world. Of course you cut services to those with the greatest need. That's what the Bush crime family and the Bush economy is all about. That's what the policies in Alabama, that's what the policies in Michigan, that's what the policies in Hawaii, upstate New York, Florida, Georgia, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The people with the greatest needs are the ones that take it in the chops. Come on. We all know this. So the governor of Michigan, who happens to be a Democrat, inherited this god-awful mess and has to survive in the Bush crime family administration, just like Governor Riley in Alabama, was faced with some difficult choices. A spokesman for the governor's office said, "We're not saying dental care is not important, but we had to make a difficult decision." It just doesn't stop, does it? It just doesn't stop. So where are adult patients going to look for dental care? Nowhere. If you're on Medicaid, if you're a poor person in Michigan, you're screwed. Services run out October 1st, so it's a race against the clock. You have, what, 4 days left? Something like that, 5 days left? Dear God. How much longer, how much more are we going to take, right? How much more? All right, I think we have some winners here. Bill is calling from Collegeville, PA. Bill, welcome to the program. Let me ask it of you officially. Who was Reagan's ambassador to Honduras during the atrocities committed in Central America during the 80s, who assisted in the CIA-funded terrorism there, deliberately falsified State Department human rights reports throughout his time in Honduras, and was involved with Honduran Battalion 316, which was one of the most murderous groups of thugs in that country, in Central America. Who was it?
That would be John the Thug Nick Raponte.
It was, and you know what he does now, of course. He's our ambassador
yes,
to the U.S.
Yes, he is.
Now, see, the entire world, except most Americans, you know it, I know it, there's a cadre of us who know it, a very small minority, maybe 0.1% of the American population knows that John Nick Raponte is complicit in mass murder. The rest of the world knows it, but Americans don't know it.
That's right.
They don't. They have no idea. And this murderous bastard sits there in New York representing the United States at the UN. How can anybody take us seriously except to look at us in fear and trembling?
Well, they don't really, because if you looked at the response in the UN when the little twerp, Lion Twerp, was given his hat in hand speech to those people, you know, you could just see the look of disgust in a lot of their faces.
Yeah.
I mean, they know he's a moron.
Yeah, but I wonder how many people around the globe, probably quite a few, understand that this is the most murderous collection of ex-felons and killers that is running this country. Imagine if the Soviet Union was still in existence and they had the kinds of killers and thugs and felons running the government like Bush does. Oh, my God, every pundit in America would be screaming from the tops of their lungs about how awful it is. But here in this country, we accept it. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Hey,
keep on trucking. I've been tuning in since I got my Sirius. I called you in June. This is my second
Bless
time.
Bless your heart.
And I need to get a rebate because there's 100 channels and I only listen to this one.
I hear you. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasper's editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
An email here from Jamie. Jamie has a great idea. He was listening to the program and heard the Brett Bercy segment. Our friend down in South Carolina, who was arrested outside a Bush campaign speech. Jamie says, I have an idea for getting close to Bush with protest signs. Make a sign that says, impeach Bush, or something of that nature, one word above the other. And then have a strip of paper that is the same color as the sign's background. On this strip of paper, you print something like re-elect. Lightly stick re-elect over impeach. Carry this sign to the Bush event, and after you are safely surrounded by pro-Bush hordes, remove the re-elect portion of the sign and hold it up.
We love Bush. We love Bush. We love Bush.
Impeach Bush.
Huh? You didn't know I'm going to say that, did you?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, we get confused. we were dead air for about 3 minutes, right around the top of the hour, but we are back live now. You heard the one winner for Tom Hartman's book. The other winner was Karen in Victoria, Texas. And we will give away two more tomorrow night of Tom's book and two on Friday. So stick around for that, okay? Bidee, Rob is calling from Midland, Michigan. Hey, Rob.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great.
By the way, you didn't have dead air on our end just before 11 Eastern. They did have an old program. It was pretty old because it mentioned something about Phil Donahue. So it goes back a ways. But.
Yeah, everything went to hell in the broadcast center in Detroit, so they had to do something so that there was not dead air. That was the point I was trying to make. So they just had to grab something handy, and I have no idea what it was, but it was like, oh, no, here we go again. But they got it fixed very quickly.
Yeah, they did. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Our fair governor, Engler, former governor Engler here in Michigan.
Yeah.
Which he didn't leave soon enough. He should never got in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, Ms. Granholm, who I voted for, of course,
right.
She's inherited a big mess. And, of course, when Bush gets voted out a year from now, in November, whoever is the lucky person to win that, we'll have a big mess on their hands too, but
it can be solved if we get a Democrat in there.
Sure,
the mess will be solved. It may take a couple of years or 3 years to do it, but it will be solved.
She gets to do all the dirty work in this case,
right.
for Engler, and I'm one of those people that this is going to affect me because the dental. I haven't had to use that recently, but the dental. I'm really upset about that,
mm-hmm.
And you know how many. Actually, how many is 87? Is a billion or trillion? I don't even know.
87 billion.
That they want to spend over in Iraq, in addition to what's already been spent.
Right, in addition to the 79 billion that these bastards got in April. And it's never going to stop. It will never stop. It will never stop. Every 6 months, every 8 months, one of these killers is going to show up in the Senate in front of the Appropriations Committee and ask for another 50 billion, another 100 billion, and they're going to use the same argument. Hey, can we afford 87 billion? Yes, because freedom and democracy is at stake. And blah, 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 blah.
How many fillings would that do for people here in Michigan, and let alone the other 49 states?
Quite a few.
And the idea of pulling somebody's tooth out when it probably could be repaired, that's appalling to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to keep my teeth as long as I can. I don't want dentures.
Yeah.
Nothing against people that have dentures. But anyway, I think Granholm, she's got the raw end of the deal here, and I don't envy what she's having to do. But doesn't it seem to be, I mean, I've listened to you since you've been on WLS.
There's
a gap there because I couldn't get you on my old computer.
Right.
But I just don't understand why is it, I thought the adults were supposed to be in charge as far as the Republicans go. Why, I don't understand why, if they're the ones in charge, why do we have to be the ones that pick up the mess?
That's just the nature of anybody associated with the Bush family, anybody associated with the Bush crime family, the extended crime family. The American public got stuck in a trick bag, and even some of these brain-dead, half-witted, asinine Republicans are starting to realize how badly they've had the stuff beat out of them since George W. Bush took over. Now, the ones that say, well, it's not George's fault, the recession started doing, Bill Clinton. You know, to hell with these people. These people deserve to burn in hell for all eternity plus, okay?
I agree.
Remember when I started the program tonight, I said political discourse has gotten very coarse. You know, it has, and I add to that, and I'm very embarrassed by it, but they all should burn in hell for 17 eternities, or maybe an eternity of eternities, these Republicans who voted for this moron, this jackass. So I don't think the American public is going to be put in the trick bag again.
Can I ask you one? I know, I'm sure you want to get on another call here, but I want to say something before I go, if you don't mind.
Well, let me put you on hold, and I'll come back, and we'll get it right after this break, because here comes the break train. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Some get the knife, some get the gun. Some get to die in their sleep at the age of 101. Life will kill you. That's what I said. Life will kill you. Then you'll be dead. Life will find you. Wherever you go, requiescat in pace. That's all she wrote.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire-Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
We're pleased to announce tonight that tentative contract agreements have been reached between Yale University and Locals 34 and 35.
With these words, New Haven Mayor John DeStefano announced the end of a 3-week strike at Yale University. The contracts cover 2 locals of the Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees International Union, whose previous labor agreements expired a full 19 months ago. On Friday afternoon, a combined 4,000 workers in both unions ratified the 8-year deals by nearly unanimous margins, promising years of peace on a campus accustomed to labor strife. Under the deals, monthly pensions will nearly double and wages will increase by 44% through January of 2010. Retroactive increases will bring workers an average bonus of over $2,500. The workers return to work today for the first time since the fall semester began.
Don't use a sick day for 6 months. Win $300. That's the proposal from the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority, which manages British Columbia's largest hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. In an attempt to cut costs, the authorities told all its employees, including nurses and medical technicians, that if they don't take sick days between now and mid-March, they'll be entered in a $300 raffle. The idea doesn't sit well with the workers, though, many of whom call the promotion irresponsible as it increases the chance of endangering already sick patients.
While U.S. labor unions continue to mull over a crowded field of Democratic presidential candidates, organized labor's top official says he'd like another shot at a 4-year term. John Sweeney recently announced his intention to run for re-election as president of the AFL-CIO when his term expires in 2005. Sweeney first came to power in 1995 and has twice been reelected.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
For Mr. Rogers' parenting book, Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Truth, justice,
Texas and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
27 before the hour, we're talking with Rob in Midland, Michigan. Where were we?
Well, actually, I thought of something else I wanted to say real quickly. It's just a compliment for you and Kathy. You guys are doing a good job.
Well, thank you, Rob.
You guys, I really think you do an excellent service. I don't think you guys, you may not realize how many people I think you really touch with what you're doing. And you should be applauded for that, really.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. It's hard to tell sometimes, sitting in this bunker in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains doing this program. Sometimes we just don't know. Although, we looked at, what was the website, Kathy? We looked at the hits at MikeMalloy.com. These are hits now. That can be translated a number of different ways. But when we looked about 3 weeks ago, it mm-hmm. was 15 million. Million.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we said. We couldn't believe it. What is it? What's the name of the service, Kathy? Do you have any idea? Do you remember?
It's not Arbitron, is it?
No, it's not Arbitron. It's some web service that keeps track of hits on websites.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure a lot of those are repeats, and they're hits that occur when somebody gets to the site. If they go five different places, that counts as five hits. But if you reduce it, if you just throw away 14 million hits, it still leaves a million. And the site has only been up since April. And thanks to Mark Marshall, thanks to Mark Marshall at Maximum Interactive, who apparently put together a site that is attractive enough.
Very good. A very good website.
Yeah, bring that many people in.
Well, the other thing I was going to say to you, and I can promise you I'm going to get out of here, is that it's kind of scary. Fox News is horrible. I think they're just, that's another story, I guess. But they carried Bush's, the Fox TV network carried his joke of an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just wondered why. Okay, with that in mind, they got a bottom barrel rating on it. Now,
right.
The scary part about that is, and I think I glimpsed at it, but it's I can't stand the guy, so I was getting sick. But okay, if people aren't watching this, and I can understand, and it's a joke, but mm-hmm. then how many people are ignorant as to what this guy is all about?
Well, right. That's the downside. There should have been millions of people watching this jackass. But the problem is, it's a good thing millions of people weren't, because that was a taped interview. It had been heavily edited.
Right.
Every time this jackass opened his mouth and inserted another foot, Fox was very careful to excise his, and even with all the editing, he still came across as the psychopathic fool that he is. And as far as Brit Hume is concerned, what a jerk, what an excuse.
Both arrogant so-and-sos. I'm not going to use the words, but they are.
Just a joke of a newsman.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Rob, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Have a good night, Mike.
All right. You too. David writes in, they don't cover dental care, Medicaid in South Carolina, here in South Carolina, either. Robert in Massachusetts. Mike, Medicaid dental care, including extractions and all dental care, was taken away from those in need last January 1st, 2003, here in liberal Massachusetts with our Republican governor, Mitt Romney, who got elected because he was the man who saved the Olympics, but can't figure out how to save some poor kid's tooth. Yeah, so it's not just Michigan. How disgusting is this? 87 million for this monster. I'm talking about Rumsfeld. This monster and his monstrous little game that he's playing. He and Cheney and Wolfowitz. God, I hate these people. Oh, 87 billion, 79 billion back in April. And the states are in such bad shape. Take a deep breath. The states are in such bad shape that poor people on Medicaid can no longer get dental service. They are loathsome. They are like lice. They need to be picked off, the body politic in this country. They need to be done away with. They need to be gotten rid of legally and peacefully. But they need to be gotten rid of, this entire Bush thug organization. It's astonishing. It's stunning. It's unbelievable. And it continues. Okay, hey. Well, I'm glad I got that out of my system. Let's talk with Ann in Sarasota. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Mike. I have a follow-up about Wesley Clark, but first I wanted to make a quick comment. I went out this afternoon and did vote on MoveOn.org to get rid of Rumsfeld, to fire him, and to investigate, not release any funds, especially $80 billion to let them go over and do what? I still haven't seen anything saying accounting for what they're going to do with these funds.
No, it's going to wind up in the pockets of Kellogg Brown and Root and Halliburton and Bechtel Corporation. It's awful. And what Ann is talking about, I mentioned earlier in the program, Ann, go to MoveOn.org/FireRumsfeld and for God's sake, sign the petition that MoveOn will then get in the hands of what's left of representative government in this country. But go to MoveOn.org/FireRumsfeld and register and vote or whatever you have to do. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. My question's for Hillary Clinton and all of and Byrd and all of them that are so concerned about the information being so incorrect that led us into Iraq is, well, the CIA and all the alphabets, their information wasn't there when we needed them to for the 9/11 because obviously these other countries are saying, well, we had all sorts of information, but you ignored it. They got it wrong about weapons in Iraq. They've gotten it wrong about a lot of other things. Why aren't they screaming at the top of their lungs for an investigation into why they're coming up with such bad information? Is it they're coming up with it or somebody's telling them to ignore the other information that might go not go along with the Bush party politics?
It's probably the latter. You know, I have given up all hope for Democrats in the House and the Senate, with a couple of exceptions. Russ Feingold, Senator from Wisconsin in the Senate, Dennis Kucinich, Representative from Ohio in the House, but there are a handful of other ones. But 95% of these people, the Democrats, it's exactly what Bart Kopp calls them. They are pink tutu Democrats. They are useless. They are absolutely useless. I wish all of them would be turned out of office, and real Democrats put in Democrats who will fight tooth and nail to restore democracy and representative government, really. That's all we need is representative government in this country and an administration that doesn't feel it can just do any damn thing it wants and tell the American people to piss off.
Well, that's what I want to bring up real quickly about Wesley Clark, because he's become the flavor of the day of the Democrats. It's supposed to be the savior. But I did some checking today into the Stevens Group that he works for, that he's a consultant for, and these are big Bush backers.
Right.
The head of the company, his dad gave George W. the money to go ahead and buy his share of the stock in Harkin Energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about the father of the people that run the Stevens Group.
The father of the current CEO. It's a private corporation. It's not family only. They're like $1 billion or more in assets. It's hard to find a lot of information about them, which I find curious, as big as they are. But they pretty much run Arkansas, and they did make an exception for Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton did favors for them, so they bailed him out like $2 million credit line when he got in trouble when he was running for president, and Jennifer Flowers came out with all her story. So they helped him get elected. But for the most part, they're Bush supporters. They supported Bob Dole before that. And one of the things I find interesting is one of his pet projects, this Warren Stevens, is he's leading a national campaign to privatize Social Security.
Right.
So the guy that's running from his company, who is now all of a sudden a Democrat and is supposed to be the angel for the Democrats, is backed by a guy that wants to privatize Social Security and is a big Bush backer and Republican Party man. Hello, flags are going up. Everybody needs to look at that before you go vote and say this guy's going to be the guy to vote for, and instead you maybe need to look further into some of the other candidates.
Aren't you glad that Al Gore invented the Internet so we can find stuff about candidates, huh?
Yes, as long as we have it to use before they find some way to shut us all down.
I hear that. And thanks for the information. All right, you too. Appreciate your call. Susan is calling, driving to Missouri, one of our over-the-road truck drivers, also listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, Susan.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I was wanting to comment about one thing, why nobody wanted to listen to the idiot on Fox.
Yeah.
Number one, Fox. I mean, come on, you knew it was going to be so biased, it wasn't even going to be funny.
Right.
And number two, it's Bush. I mean, the man just reiterates the same stuff over and over again, and he has nothing new to say.
Yeah.
Now, if he had gone on there and done it extemporaneously, I might have listened for the entertainment factor, because the man only has one language, and he can't even speak it fluently. I mean, you've got to admit, he's hilarious. I got books on him, of whole books are just nothing of his screwing up the English language. The man cannot speak off the cuff.
Yeah, I would have been, I agree with you, I would have been more than happy to have watched an hour-long extemporaneous interview, especially with a moron like Britt Hume, who couldn't find his ass with both hands, and interviewing another moron, George Bush. That would have been absolutely the best television I've seen since they shut down Laugh-In, or Saturday Night Live, since they went in the tank. But that would have been great. I agree with you. Too bad it wasn't, live and spontaneous. That would have been a hoot.
Yeah, and then about Senator Byrd, I'm a native West Virginian, and I do know that he was one of the few men that got up there and said, don't go to war.
Right.
And they just overrode him. He has been screaming for to do some, you know, extensive investigations into why we went to war, where the money's going. I mean, he's just so... He hates Bush.
Oh, doesn't he?
Goodness, somebody does, in the Senate. But the whole deal with Iraq, before we ever went to war in Iraq, I told my husband they will not find a single bomb.
Right.
I said, it's quite simple. How do you prove a negative?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't prove they're not there if they're not there. I mean, it's really hard to say, look, you know, and now they've gone and they've made total complete fools of ourselves. And I see Bush like this. The whole world is looking at this man. The first time ever we went and invaded a country, you know, not sneaky like the CIA did, but we just went out full force, invaded a country that had not done anything to us directly.
Mm-hmm.
He's now proven that he is an invader. He has also asked that we do more nuclear weapons. This whole program about these bunker
right.
busters.
Right, right.
He wants to, you know, make a whole new... area of weapons, or what do you call it?
Yeah, a whole new class. A whole new class of weapons that will guarantee the death and destruction of untold millions of people, and probably end life as we know it on the planet. That's why he has to be removed from office. Yeah,
exactly. But then how can he turn around and tell Iran you can't have a nuclear program? But he is just as dangerous. In my opinion, the world is disguising Iran.
If I had an answer to that question, I would share it with the world. George Bush is a thug, a punk, and a coward, and that's the best I can come up with. Susan?
Oh, he's a total idiot. I mean, you know what's worse? He is a puppet.
Yeah, that's...
It's the idiots behind him.
That's true.
Because, I mean, if you look at his college background and everything else, he was a total failure. In every business he ran, he was terrible
That's
in school.
Right. That's
he
right.
AWOL in the military.
Yep.
It was a total failure of everything he did.
I know. We got to get rid of him. Susan, thank you for checking in, and do drive safely, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mike. And, hey, you guys are great, and I really listen to you all the time now.
It's very kind of you. Thanks, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take care. Oh, my goodness. We have another over-the-road truck driver also listening on Sirius. This is Seeker, who is driving near Brunswick, Georgia. This is your first time calling, right?
No, I've called before.
Oh, have you? Okay. Well, welcome to the program for tonight, then.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to talk about. You know, you might say Tenet's taking a lot of heat.
Who is?
CIA director, Tenet.
Oh, Tenet, yeah.
But I remember the first time they started floating this before we invaded Iraq and they were talking about doing it.
Yeah.
That he went before the Senate subcommittees on something.
Right.
And asked them, well, is there this evidence tying Al-Qaeda, Saddam Hussein to Al-Qaeda because of some contactor that they had up in, a fellow that they had up in above Baghdad in a hospital.
Right.
And he said, we can't find that.
Right.
And they said, what about this meeting, this supposed meeting of ATA with one of their...
Czechoslovakian intelligence,
said,
you're right.
We can't find that. He said, there is no evidence. And the thing is, everybody... Were you in the military?
No, I was not.
Okay, well, you didn't miss anything, believe me. You didn't really miss too much. Especially in Vietnam, you know. I always was looking for that poster that said, come have a fun-filled summer in downtown Saigon.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is, everybody learned real fast.
Yes, indeed.
You don't trust the CIA for intelligence.
That's right. You don't.
Now, the interesting thing that I remember hearing, that under our good buddy Poindexter, they had actually developed another source of, quote, intelligence called special plans. And that was if you took anything that anybody said or wrote and said, there's got to be a hidden meeting.
Yeah.
And I think this is where most of our information came from.
I think so. We do know this, Seeker. It is all bogus information. It was lies. It was perpetrated on the American public. And the question still floats in my mind, is this not impeachable to have a president, as illegal as he was, but have a president take action that results in the deaths of thousands of people, including over 300 Americans now? Is this not an impeachable offense, all based on lies and deception? That's the question that we all have to think about.
That's right. Let me ask you a question. Is there any chance of holding any sort of, once he gets out of office, holding impeachment hearings, at least to bring him up on these charges and take away his pension?
I don't know. I think he ought to be, once he's out of office, I think he should be tried, but... probably the last thing he'll do on his last day in office is pardon everybody in his administration, including himself.
Yeah.
Hey, Seeker, drive safely. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, can I make one more question?
Very quickly. We're running out of time
right
here.
Okay. If they had listened to Scott Ritter.
Yeah.
I listened to him one night, and he said, look, we got 99% of everything.
Right.
The only question is he gotten it back?
Yeah.
But see, nobody wanted to talk to him because he wasn't giving the party line.
That's right. He was not. Seeker, thank you.
Take care, man.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call.
Personal responsibility for everything I say, of course. Absolutely.
Oh, I don't much like the reasoning in you. Somehow your motives are impure. Somehow I can't find a cure. Can you know any before?
Oh, man, this milk smells bad. It tastes funny, too.
Now that's a bad decision. Fortunately, buying a GM-certified used vehicle that's fully reconditioned with a comprehensive limited warranty is always a good decision. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Qualified buyers get 3.9% APR financing on select GM-certified used vehicles from participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC dealers. Visit GMCertified.com for details.
Boy, I remember the good old days.
Yeah, when was that?
2003, of course, when interest rates were at historic lows and we knew the economy was turning around. What an historic opportunity. We really jumped on it. How'd you do?
Well,
we needed to expand our manufacturing and warehousing, so we called General Steel Corporation and ordered buildings engineered for our area and to meet our needs. And with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, our buildings look great.
How will you look back at this historic opportunity? Small business owners know that now is the best time to build that new warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space. Whether you need a 60 by 200 foot building for under $50,000 or a 100 by 175 for under $98,000, call toll free 1-866-96-DEAL. If you need to expand your business, you need the General. If your church or school needs to build quickly and save money, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-DEAL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-DEAL today.
As your boss, I've noticed you've been dragging at work lately. So, take tomorrow off. Here, take the company tickets to the game. Box seats okay? And take my car.
In a guy's perfect world, you'd have it all. Well, now you can. Because Domino's introduces Philly Cheesesteak Pizza. Guys like Philly Cheesesteak, guys like Domino's Pizza. Get your medium Philly Cheesesteak Pizza for $9.99, and you can get any second medium for just $5 more. Get the door. It's new Domino's Philly Cheesesteak Pizza. Limited time offer. Prices and terms may vary. You must ask for this offer when ordering.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, sildenafil citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief. Spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is what took so long itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine, thanks for asking.
A little self-centered?
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener-friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided?
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a Hey, with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best of progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, Spin Free. Rob is calling from Long Beach, California. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Congratulations to you and Mark Marshall on your website success.
Well, thank you. Yeah, he's done a great job. I don't spend a lot of time there. I wish I could, but yeah, Mark's done an excellent job there.
Well, I know that Mark has taken his lumps for as the administrator of the site, but 15 million hits speaks for itself.
Yeah, I was stunned by that. And like I say, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I've been told that it does not mean 15 million people have been there, but still, that's an awful lot of traffic on a website, and I'm just real glad to see it.
Hey, I had a real quick question on the California debate tonight. I observed this. Do you think that Tom McClintock and Howard Dean are the same person?
Well, no. Why do you say that?
I think they kind of. I mean, they really. I think they really bear quite a resemblance to one another.
You mean a physical resemblance?
Yes. Yeah, physical resemblance.
Yeah, but Dean always has his coat off and his sleeves rolled up.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's how you tell them apart then. Huh?
Right. And plus, come on now, be fair. McClintock is a raving, a spittle throwing right wing neo fascist Republican, and Howard Dean is not.
Right. Well, yeah. I thought Peter Camejo did extremely well.
I thought so too. As is so often the case, the Green Party candidate makes the most sense, answers the questions most articulately, and gets right to the issue. This happens time after time after time. Nader did it when he was debating. I've seen so many Green candidates. It's just a damn shame that they haven't learned how to win local elections or House elections. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I voted for him in the 2002 California election, and I think that he could have made a fortune in fundraising if he would have mass produced and sold bumper stickers that said, "Don't blame me. I voted for Peter Camejo."
Right.
One other quick comment. I used to live in Michigan under the John Engler regime.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say a quick hi to your Buchanan, Michigan bureau chief, Jim.
Okay. All right.
And I'll tell you something about Engler's incompetence.
20 seconds here, Rob.
He was the guy who said he was going to deliver Bush for deliver Michigan
right.
to Bush in the primary, and it went to McCain. So if you can't even control the machinations of your own party, how can you organize the finances of a major state like Michigan?
Duh. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
All right,
take care,
sir.
Mike.
All right, you too. Appreciate you checking in. Hi. Program produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay tonight. Robin Bittman announces for us. Program engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. Please go visit MikeMalloy.com, and thanks to Mark Marshall, as Rob pointed out, of Maximum Interactive for a stellar job. Also, Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, thank you, sir. I'll see you all tomorrow night, I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Another audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah.
We don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. In a surprising move, OPEC has decided to cut production of oil by 900,000 barrels a day beginning on November 1st, but analysts say it's too early to tell what impact the move will have on motorists in the United States. Iraq's new oil minister, Ibrahim Bar al-Alum, says they support the cut because they alone are now exporting currently 900,000 barrels a day.
We are expecting that number to be increased to 1.5 at the end of the year. And then it will be expected to increase to 1.8 by the end of March next year.
John Felmy with the American Petroleum Institute says crude oil has been trading in a price range OPEC had previously stated it was comfortable with. He says the decision to slash production was totally unexpected. He adds that it's unknown at this time how the cut will affect prices at the pump for Americans. In a surprising move, OPEC announced plans to cut its output by 900,000 barrels a day.